This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia on Monday launched a fresh assault on the critical Ukrainian port of Odessa, as the United States warned Moscow was preparing formally to annex embattled regions in the east. The new heavy fighting came as the European Union said it was bracing for a complete end to Russian gas supplies, with a bloc preparing another package of sanctions sure to anger President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Lisa Bryant has more following a meeting of the bloc's energy ministers Monday.
Monday's ministerial meeting in Brussels comes after Russia cut off gas supplies to European Union members, Bulgaria and Poland, and warned that other so-called unfriendly nations risk the same fate if they didn't pay in rubles. Most EU contracts with Russian supplier Gazprom are in euros and dollars. A number of European companies face gas payment deadlines to Russia this month. Some are reportedly looking for workarounds. European Energy Commissioner Kadri Simson ruled out any conversion to rubles as violating EU sanctions, even as she called for joint action.
The decision by Gazprom to suspend the gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria marks another turning point in the current crisis. And it is an unjustified breach of existing contracts and a warning that any member state could be next. It is also an attempt to divide the EU.
Meanwhile, Moscow may find other customers for its supplies. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
After failing to take the capital, Kiev, Moscow has shifted its two-month-old invasion to largely Russian-speaking areas in a stepped-up pressure on Odessa, a celebrated cultural hub, as a crucial port in the Black Sea. This is VOA News. Australian airline Qantas has announced plans for record-breaking direct flights from its biggest city, Sydney, to London and New York. Experts say the ultra-long-haul flights are one of modern aviation's last great challenges. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
At more than 17,000 kilometers, Sydney to London would be the world's longest commercial flight. The chief executive of Australian airline Qantas, Alan Joyce, described it as the last frontier for international travel. The non-stop journey would take about 20 hours. Joyce added that aircraft cabins would be specially designed for maximum comfort in all classes. There would even be wellness zones for exercise on board the planes that will also fly from Sydney to New York, a distance of about 16,000 kilometres. The ultra-long-haul services are expected to begin in late 2025. Tickets for the long-haul jets are likely to be more expensive than current flights that stop over in cities such as Dubai, Singapore and Los Angeles. Qantas has ordered 12 aircraft from the European manufacturer Airbus in a multi-billion-dollar deal to service the new routes. Experts say the announcement is a sign that global air travel is recovering from the pandemic faster than expected. Qantas started direct flights between Perth and London in 2018. Those services were suspended because of COVID-19 border restrictions in Western Australia, and the non-stop flights now operate out of the Australian city of Darwin. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Mali's ruling junta announced Monday it was breaking off from its defensive accords with former colonial ruler France, condemning what it called flagrant violations of its national sovereignty by French troops there. A spokesman cited multiple instances of French forces having violated the country's airspace. He also referred to the June 2021 decision by France to end joint operations with Malian forces. Recapping our top story, Russia on Monday launched a fresh assault on the critical Ukrainian port of Odessa, as the United States warned Moscow was preparing formally to annex embattled regions in the east. The new heavy fighting came as the European Union said it was bracing for a complete end to Russian gas supplies, with the bloc preparing another package of sanctions sure to anger President Vladimir Putin. Find more on our website, VOAnews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.